Yes.
Turn it in.
Yeah.
Ready to start the regular council meeting of Tuesday, September 18th at 7:08. First order of business, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item, I'd like to have a moment of silence for our recent deceased residents from the last regular council meeting. James Chattel, Rosemarie Fila, Fred Hine, Julia Hutchinson, and Paul Reynolds. Also like to take a moment of silence for the victims of Hurricane Florence and for our men and women in the military. Okay. Thank you. Roll call.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Nielsen.
Here.
Spitznagel.
Here.
All council present, along with myself, Katie Aconis, the fiscal officer, and William Mason, our law solicitor. Next item, motion to receive and file council caucus minutes of September 18th, 2018.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to receive and file the council caucus minutes of September 18th, 2018.
Second.
Second by Mary Brenner.
Councilperson Linville.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Yes.
Terlowski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagel.
Yes.
Motion approved. Like to ask for approval of regular council meeting minutes of September 19th, 2017.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve regular council meeting minutes of September 19th, 2017.
Second.
Take a vote.
Councilperson Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Allen.
Abstain.
Terlowski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagel.
Yes.
Linville.
Yes.
Approval granted. Item number 7, approval of regular council meeting minutes of December 19, 2017.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, Gloria.
I'd like to ask for approval of regular council meeting minutes of December 19, 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. That's what we were going to ask you. Vote on the minutes.
Councilperson Allen.
Abstain.
Terlowski.
Yes.
Nielsen.
Abstain.
Spitznagel.
Yes.
Linville.
Yes.
Brenner Miller.
Yes.
Minutes passed. Item 8, approval of regular and special council meeting minutes for 2018.
Mr. Mayor. I'd like to ask for approval of the regular and special council meeting minutes for 2018. These dates include January 16, February 20th, March 20th, March 21st, March 27, April 8, April 10, April 17, June 20, July 17, July 25 and 8:31, and I will be voting present for the minutes on January 16th because I was not present on that date.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Got a second there?
Councilperson Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Abstain.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes, but abstaining on March 20th that I was not here.
Enough. Minutes passed. Item 9, persons having business before council. Come up to the mic, give your name, go ahead, Ken, and give your address.
My name is Ken Wilson-Speed. I've been on Orchard Hill for 47 years. I was here several months ago, I asked for the paperwork involved in the sewer going through my property, and I have yet to receive it.
Okay, Ken, now let me get with Rob, our street commissioner, and
It hasn't started yet?
I'm not sure on that. I can't answer that, Ken.
Also, I was found guilty of my parking lot, and in my opinion, there was some perjury done, and I'd like to talk to some people about that.
Well, that would be something we would take offline and we'd talk to Mr. Mason if it's a legal matter.
Okay.
That would be the proper person. So I would, you can call Katie, we can get your number or set up a time that you can.
Should I call or the contact?
No, you should call and.
Call and ask for me and I'll get you set up with
Bill.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken.
I'm a property owner at 7160 Creek Road. I'm just in an acquisition of this land. I just wanted to make council know this. I know you guys were in an economic meeting today that I submitted a letter of intent to purchase the property to the south of me, which is owned by the village. It's the old service garage. I'm sure Mr. Telegraph has that. I know Mr. Mason has it. I have a copy if anyone would like to have it. We submitted a letter of intent to help improve the community with the road redevelopment program and also to acquire that property to help the process of the development to expedite it instead of delay it for, you know, God only knows how long it will be. I just want to make sure every council member is aware of that documentation for everyone who would be interested in reviewing it. And that's about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone interested in it?
Do you have a copy?
Thank you, sir.
I have one. Thank you.
Oh, I have a couple of them you gave me here. I'll pass them down.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Anybody else have anything before council? I know you're thinking about it, Lee. if not, how about council? Council have anything before we move to the legislation?
Mr.
Oh, I got my council. I got some report and stuff, but anything?
Mr. Mayor?
Comments?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Would you like the motion now to move item 15? You want that now?
Do you want it now?
Yeah, sure.
And then I'll do my, well, I was going to do my mayor's report, too.
Okay.
How about after that?
Whatever you want. Sure.
For the mayor's report, for the month of August, the police department issued 188 citations. The predominant violation was speeding with 59 citations, followed by 30 citations for expired plates, 21 citations for driving while under suspension. There was one arrest for OVI. So that was for the month of August. I have the court report. Total revenue for the court through August was $23,538. Year to date is $166,165.68. Okay. Council comments before we move on to.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Lori.
I would just like to thank the members of the 50-plus club that yesterday we had our kickoff picnic down at the lake, and especially I'd like to thank Tom Nowicki, who always helps us set up. He's a pleasure to have around, and we had a lot of great food and a lot of bakery, and we donated, 50-plus club donated it to the funeral for Mrs. Fiala today. So I thank all of you for your hard work at the funeral today and all the hard work that you do for every one of the funerals that we have. It's one of the best things Walton Hills offers the residents of this community. And I thank you for your hard work.
Sad to see the lake. We got a couple events left and it will be closing. We're going the wrong way. I wish it was spring instead of fall, huh? Anybody else?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
When reviewing all of the council minutes, we had discussed in September moving the meeting times to 7 p.m., and we had also discussed and decided that at the second COW meeting, we would have the department heads available for us. So if we could...
Yeah, we can do that.
Concur with that second part that we had voted on the minutes earlier this year.
That's... and I guess it will depend on the agenda. If we could probably have them the second one. I know the first COW, we want to dig into the budget. Maybe, and then we dig into the second one, it would probably be good to have them there. They'd be able to answer our questions.
Yeah,
too.
That was the reasoning. Instead of having, because we had, it's in the minutes that we discussed
right.
it, but not necessary for them to be at the council meeting, you know, or the first COW meeting.
Yep, that would work. That would work well. We'll have them here the second COW meeting. We'll go into the budget. And just kind of, they can help us through their part of it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Gloria.
Also, I had requested that we have a meeting that would be the fourth Tuesday of the month if we needed a special meeting that we couldn't do, as we did today, have a COW and a council meeting on the same day. If we could make the fourth Tuesday always our backup for the meeting.
Yeah, I think we talked about, there's no problem with that, but like anything, if we can't, people can't make it, we don't want to have a meeting if we can't, especially if it's a special council meeting, if we can't get the votes to get it done. But I don't know how council feels. That would be up to you. For me, I'm okay with that. Just how does the council feel about that?
Well, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I mean, I'll try blocking it out of my schedule to do that. I would hesitate to put it in writing, though, because once you put it in writing, now it's set in stone. And then we got to, you know, as far as working our work schedules to get, if something special does come up that we got to get done right away, that we got to meet, and now we have something in stone, so.
Well, no, you would meet just like we did, like today. I mean, or if you needed a council meeting during the month, yes, but when we get down towards that last week, maybe. So I can plan ahead my schedule for that I'm going to put Tuesdays aside, just because there might be one, and I know it would be that day.
Right. I mean, the thing is, we know that's up to council. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Would this include summer break then? Because that was the whole issue. We were on summer break with trying to schedule these special council meetings. So would we take the fourth Tuesday? I mean, I just block out Tuesdays altogether for myself now, but that was initially the reason we had such a hard time scheduling all of these meetings, because we were on summer break and people had made other plans.
That was so unusual, it would probably never happen again, the way that the situation
was. I would hope not.
I hope so.
Yeah, did we have a summer break?
No.
Yeah. And there has been, that's not the first time we have it. We have worked through quite a few summers.
We've worked through the whole summers before.
So it isn't uncommon. It's up to you. The thing of, I mean, that's up to you.
I'll block it. I'll do my best to block it.
I mean, I don't care. I'll vote for it. Again, I think it boils down to if we have to do the last meeting. A lot of it really does depend on your schedule if we have to have another, because you're the
Well, I
in and out.
Mine is just changing.
Right.
I will now be telling them basically what days I do want off. That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
I can tell them that. You know, and I can't guarantee something happens if I'm in Aruba and there's a snowstorm up here that I can't make it back.
Yeah.
I can try. It should be able to be worked out. Okay.
Yeah, I do know this. We've never had a problem with that. Everybody's always been so cooperative. You know, I've been on council a long time. Everybody's been so cooperative. We've always had enough. We always have been able to work it out. So I think that's the most important thing. But it's up to you guys. I don't know what. Are you just going to have a verbal agreement or just?
I think the minute you vote on it, then it's set in stone. Person's agreement that. That's what we'll do. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll just agree on.
Okay. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have anything else before we move on to the legislation? Okay. Bill, you ready for the... Go ahead. I'd like to ask somebody to introduce...
Here, it's me.
Mary, go ahead, Mary.
Okay, I'd like to introduce... For suspension, Resolution 2018-23, a resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor and declaring an emergency.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second, all right.
Councilperson Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Resolution approved.
Oh, can we have to ask for adoption?
Adoption.
I'd like to ask for adoption of Resolution 2018-23.
Second.
Councilperson Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Now it's... Thank you, everybody.
It's your first one.
Yeah. Resolution 2018-24.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Jen.
I'd like to move for suspension of Resolution number 2018-24, a resolution authorizing the mayor to apply to the Ohio Public Works Commission for a grant and or loan for the funding of capital infrastructure improvement project in the village of Walton Hills and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second by Denny Linville.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Jennifer.
I'd like to make a motion for adoption of resolution number 2018-24.
Second.
Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Resolution approved.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to move item number 15, old and new business, up to now, which would be before item number 13, motion to go into executive session.
Is there second. A second?
Second.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Okay. I got some new business. No old business, but some new business. The Village of Walton Hills Fall Festival and Hayride is Saturday, October 6th at 6:30 to 9:30 up at T.G. Young Park. There's food, chili, activities. Hayride, regular hayride, a haunted hayride. It's a very nice event, and hopefully we'll get a nice day. Let's see. We gave out two scholarships through the WEN Group, the Walton Hills Education Network. We received two thank you letters, mm-hmm. one from Nathan Schroeder and one from Robert Dean.
Mm-hmm.
So we just wanted to mention that. I do have Nathan Schroeder's, but Robert Dean's, he did it on the computer. So, but that was very nice of them. Two young, fine residents off to college. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Spitznagle, motion.
Mr. Mayor, I've worked with this lady for several years now, and... I have witnessed the professionalism, the ability to come up with ideas, to make things happen, make things work. And I would like to request the honor of recommending Councilwoman Mary Brenner Miller as Council President Pro Tem.
Second.
Second by Jennifer.
Councilperson Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Congratulations, Mayor.
Thank you.
That was so nice, Brian.
Thank you.
Just put the $5 in my mouth.
Hang on one second. I think you'll do a great job. I think anybody on this council would have did a great job in that position, and has. I know Brian has been council president, along with Denny. Lori would do a great job, too, and Fred and Jennifer. So we're all going to work together. Go ahead.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we take the interim tag off of Chief Jaworski and make him just Chief Jaworski at this time.
Mr. Mayor? I mean, I'm so used to being over there.
I thought we were going to do that after 15.
No, well, let me, Mr. Linville, you mentioned this to me the other day, yesterday, and I called you, and I said, me and Mr. Jaworski had talked about that, along with other employees, that I was going to talk to council about next month. We talked about that. I told you I even talked to Mr. Jaworski, and I would like to share that with council, and you said you're fine with that. I have no problem with that. Council wants to do that. I thought that was something I even said to Mr. Jaworski. It's my decision there, and that's something I said, you know, you weren't even aware whose decision it was. And I wanted to find that out, and then you make the motion. I would like you to hold off on that, because
Mayor,
it's actually my...
That's a bit mean, saying that I didn't know whose decision it was. I knew very well whose decision it was.
Whose was it?
Huh?
Whose is
it's
it?
It's your decision.
Then why would you need a motion from council?
Because I thought that we had decided that I would make the motion.
I was very clear that I wanted to talk about it with the other employees. I don't think it would have been fair. The other employees requested to talk to me about their positions. And I would want to inform council all at once. I wouldn't, you know, I haven't, have I talked to anybody here about that? I don't think that would have been fair. I would have liked to told Mr. Jaworski, our interim police chief, that we were going to talk about it tonight, if that was the case. I think that would have been fair to him, too. So we did have that conversation. I made that very clear. We had caucus. You could have mentioned a motion in caucus. I could have told you that instead of telling you on the council floor.
I withdraw my motion now.
Thank you. Have a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion to go into executive session at 7:31.
Second.
Councilperson Nielsen.
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
It's probably, just so you know, it's probably going to be a lengthy, a lengthy executive session. We're going to talk about litigation and economic development, both things that do need to be talked about privately. We actually have two people here to go through that with us. There is nothing after this. That's why we, Councilman Spitznagle, moved everything up. We're just going to come out and adjourn the meeting. So didn't want you to have to wait. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Have a nice weekend. Meeting adjourned at 7:32.